The Halifax Association for Community Living is a nonprofit organization in Halifax. Their work focuses on supporting people with intellectual disabilities and their families. A cooking program is in place at the Halifax Association for Community Living. The program helps people to learn kitchen safety, how to prepare a meal, and the group shares the meal together at the end. Caitlin Graham is the peer support coordinator at the organization. She says that people living with disabilities in Halifax heavily rely on these programs for proper meals. With food banks being overrun in the city, she says people sometimes go without eating until the next program date.
Something people need the most is honestly food. Halifax obviously has a huge problem right now with honestly everything. If you are not the top of the socioeconomic ladder, you're kind of struggling right now, and we really see that here. We mostly will try to do food services for our clients because not only are they struggling to find food and honestly just afford the ability to have food, but also to make it. So these people are really struggling because they don't have the resources to acquire any food, but once they do, they're not really sure what to do with it. So then that's where we come in. We do food programs, which we definitely find the most outreach coming to us for our clients. So we will decide on a meal together previously, and then the next week we will all cook it together and go through the safety steps in the kitchen. And then once we're done cooking it, we'll eat our delicious meal, and there's usually some leftovers for people to take home with them as well. So it really teaches you how to create the food and how to really do it.
Right. And why do you think it's so important for places like Vieth House to offer programs like this for people with disabilities?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. It's so important because, unfortunately, these are the people who are being left behind in Halifax, especially. It's not only that they don't have the resources and the money to be able to get this food. It's the fact that even when they do, they have struggle with conceptualizing and actually doing it. A lot of our clients have a lot of fears from trauma around knives and hot things. So it really comes into play with that. Just being able to teach our clients how to be independent.
Right. And so you guys offer several events at HACL. You guys just had a jacket drive at the end of January, and you have an auction coming up in March. Can you tell me a little bit more about the event?
Yeah. So our auction in March is really exciting because we love having the opportunity to teach our clients and help our clients with food safety and creating food and having food to eat. But unfortunately, we don't have enough funds to fund this. It's the most integral part of what we do, but we don't have enough money to do it as much as our clients need. Oftentimes our clients will ask us, when is the next time we will be doing our food program, because I'm not going to be able to eat until then. So having enough money to do our food program is integral to our clients. And the way that we do that is through our fundraisers. So our fundraiser on March 21st is from 6 to 8 p.m. at Vieth House, located at 3115 Vieth Street. It's a silent auction, and we currently have $2,100 of prizes that people can win. Some of the best ones that we have are NSLC gift cards, bus tickets, tickets to Neptune Theater, Redken products. We also have multiple different stays at different hotels downtown and also farther away. And through that silent auction, we're just really able to get people in and raise money for our clients.
So I just had another question too, because you mentioned that a lot of people rely on this food program and sometimes don't even get a chance to eat in between. What other kind of resources or supports are you able to provide in between programs?
That's a really tricky thing, because a lot of programs in Halifax are filled up. Like if you're not already on the list for a lot of food banks downtown, you're just not getting in. Especially we use Parker Street Food Bank. It's a really great place. But they had a flood a couple weeks ago, and when they have a flood, they can't serve the people. When they can't serve the people don't eat. So that was a really big struggle for us, like just being there emotionally and physically for our clients in a time when they know that food's not coming anytime soon.
And so for people that are in the community that are wanting to get more involved in any way, shape, or form, how would they be able to do that?
Well, you can definitely get involved with us at Halifax Association for Community Living. Honestly, just volunteer work with us to help us figure out plans and facilitate action against this. Also, donating your time to food banks, donating to food banks, and not just donating the things that you don't want in your pantry that are expired and canned, but real food too. Everyone deserves to eat good food. And although everything is appreciated to the food bank, obviously, like every can, every single thing that they get is loved. But everyone needs fresh produce as well, which is really important. So just going that extra mile and getting some good quality food to donate would be amazing.
Right. And do you think there's any point of this topic of the food programs, or, you know, how hard it is to receive any of that, that we haven't touched on that you think is important for viewers to know about?
Honestly, just like helping where you can and doing the research like that's required. Like even just Googling how to help the less fortunate in Halifax, I'm sure so many things would come up. It's honestly just time and persistence.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Caitlin, for talking to me today.
Of course.
That was Caitlin Graham, the Peer Support Coordinator at Halifax Association for Community Living. For CKDU and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Sarah Drysdale.